Congressman Aaron, sir. You are.
How'd your boys like the meeting?
Oh, they loved it. It was perfect.
I thought we ought to do it perhaps about every couple months, don't you think?
Yeah.
Not too often, or, you know, it doesn't mean much to them. And, you know, but whenever you think they need a little... How's our morale today?
Oh, great. It's better. It's so much better.
Is it beginning to pick up?
It's beginning to pick up, and I think you can just sense a change coming on.
That statement is getting around. Everybody reading it. I hope they are.
Yeah, they did. We saw to it. They got it.
Right. And one point that ought to be made very strongly is this, that it's really a tragedy, as I'm going to say to the POWs in a few minutes, that you have a situation where they make national heroes out of those that steal secrets and then condemn those who try to protect the national security. Because I said, without secret diplomacy, there would have been no China initiative, no Soviet initiative, and these guys would still be in that damn pig pen in Hanoi.
Terrific point.
Get that hard, will you?
I will. And I'm going back out home this week and make some speeches, and we'll get it out.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. President, I think what you said about national defense last night was terrific those last few minutes. Now, some way we ought to get to our boys in the aggregate, maybe, or somehow, so they understand it just the way you said it last night. I can say it, somebody else, but...
One day, when you really come to a much vote, I may come down and talk to myself.
Well, I think that'd be terrific. That'd be absolutely terrific. It'd be a change of pace, and that would be good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. We'll see you tonight.
Bye.
Okay.